On Tuesday evening, look at the moon at nightfall, around 8 p.m. A star dangles just below it. This is the planet Saturn. It's not often that Saturn is so easy to identify. It's not dazzling like Venus or even Jupiter. It's not colorful like Mars. It looks no different from lots of other stars, even though it's rather bright. But there's no mistaking it Tuesday evening, since there it is, directly below the moon. Of course, Saturn's in the news these days, since the Cassini spacecraft crashed into it this past Friday. So it's kind of cool to be able to identify it so confidently. But it's even cooler to see it through a telescope. Any telescope will work, since all you need to see the rings is 30 power. No matter how cheap or crummy your telescope is, it will amaze you on Tuesday if you point it to Saturn, and for that matter, the moon. The moon will be one day before first quarter, so its lighting will be perfect to reveal countless craters, especially on its bottom side, its south side. The moon and Saturn will both be in the constellation of Ophiuchus on Tuesday evening. Ophiuchus is, famously, not one of the 12 well-known zodiac constellations, whose names are also used as the signs in astrology. After all, if at a party you've ever told someone you're an Aquarius, you've probably never heard them reply, "Well, I'm an Ophiuchus." Aquarius was a water bearer, but Ophiuchus is a serpent bearer, a person who goes around carrying snakes for a living. Was there ever really such a profession? Well, maybe a long time ago, and perhaps even today in zoos and circuses. Maybe some people are still hired to carry around snakes. But it can't be a common occupation, and there's probably no union for serpent bearers. But on Tuesday, you get to see Ophiuchus in person. It's right there, surrounding the moon and Saturn, but mostly above them. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.